Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. This is Out to Get Them. When we were kids, it was easy to have a passing interest. We had phases. We fell for fads. We were exposed to new things, art and music, ideas and people, and we could explore them and abandon them if we learned they weren't for us. Many of those things now seem like a distant past to us because it is. We've grown up. We've matured. We've shed that old skin. We've moved on. But sadly, that process itself is sort of a thing of the past. As we said recently, although there are so many wonderful life-improving facets of being a kid in this safer, brighter, modern world, there are also so many downsides. One of which is that our kids live in a world of algorithms that are largely designed to amplify and even compel to take a person down a rabbit hole. Your teenager watches one clip on YouTube, and now they're being served hours and hours of podcasts by increasingly strident voices on that topic. They follow a couple accounts on social media. Now they're a target for advertisers and influencers who want to capture that exact confluence of demographics and interests. Of course, Spotify and Apple Music can expose a person to all sorts of new music, but the algorithms can also lock you into more and more of the same stuff. The point is, algorithms are not our friends. They're working on us, working for the interests of the platforms that created them. They decide they know us, and then they use us. Their interest is not our interest or in our kids' interest. It's to drive engagement, not to create well-rounded people. And this is why social media so often radicalizes people. It's easier and more profitable to show someone increasingly extreme content than it is to expose them to a wide, diverse sampling, especially if they might dislike some of it. We want our kids to be able to experiment and learn, not to have chance encounters compounded until it permanently forms their personality. We want them to avoid potentially disorienting and manipulative influences. We don't want them locked into ideas they were exposed to as kids or the moment of time they were in. Which means we have to monitor and protect, and we have to be a countervailing influence of our own. Hey, thank you for listening to the Daily Dad Podcast. Leave us a review in iTunes. It helps a great deal. Really appreciate it. And of course, if you know any other dads who could benefit from these messages, please let them know.